And let's take a couple minutes now to look at the goings-on at the U.S. Open in New York, because it has been a doozy. Novak Djokovic, one step closer to clinching his 21st Grand Slam title, which will put him ahead of the absent Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. And it hasn't been easy. All those pesky young upstarts. On the women's side as well, Canada's Leila Fernandez, who turned 19 on Monday, and Britain's Emma Raducanu are among the youngest women ever to get to the semifinals. That's tonight. Christopher Clary is tennis correspondent for the New York Times. We recently spoke with him about his terrific new book, The Master, about Roger Federer. But Chris, yesterday it was Djokovic against the 25-year-old Italian Matteo Berrettini. Djokovic won, but lost the first set. He dropped a set to 20-year-old American Jenson Brooksby days ago. Your thoughts?
You know, Djokovic is not at his best all the time in these matches, Robin, but he is at his best part of the time and at the right time so far. But he's so resilient and so good at solving problems and figuring out how to return big serves and sort of untie the knot, if you will. And he's doing it again. But it is quite a stretch. And it's not just going for 21, Robin. He's going for the Grand Slam, which hasn't been done in 51 years. It's trying to win all four major tournaments in the same year, which is extraordinary if he can pull it off.
Yeah. Well, and next he plays Alexander Zverev, number four in the world, and we're reminded that it's Zverev that knocked Djokovic out of the Olympics in July, when it was said that Djokovic was just not playing at his best. But just what are you going to watch for in that match?
Well, that was a fascinating match in Tokyo because Novak appeared to be rolling. He was, one of his big goals was to win the Olympic gold medal in singles. He'd never done it, and Novak won the first set, got up a break. It was best of three set tennis. And then Novak kind of lost the plot. He looked like the pressure got to him. Zverev started to go for his shots. He's a big wingspan player, about 6'6", very athletic. So now they have a rematch in New York. It'll be on Friday, and it's one of the matches of the tournament, I think. Zverev is in the form of his life, but Novak is two matches away from one of the ultimate achievements in sports.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Let's talk about something that really was painful to watch for many. Naomi Osaka losing again to Fernandez. She threw her racket a couple of times that, you know, and we all know that she's been struggling. She's talked about not wanting to speak to the press. She's talked about wanting to care for her mental health. And afterwards, that painful press conference where she said she wasn't even sure she was going to return to tennis. What is she meaning to the sport right now?
Well, you know, Robin, Naomi Osaka is one of the biggest stars in sport, period, and now. And she's earned that by, you know, being at a young age, dominant player, winning on hard courts, four Grand Slam tournaments, two U.S. Opens, two Australian Opens. But I think she's somebody who has a very interesting and touching personality in a lot of ways as well. And I think she's been very unafraid, despite some of her shyness and her reticence to be in the public eye, to really take on some of these big social issues as she did at the last year's U.S. Open with the Black Lives Matter movement. It's a lot of pressure to manage. I'm not sure that's what's causing the issues for her. I think it's the public eye and maybe things in her private life, but it's been tough as a journalist to watch her struggle in this situation. And it was very poignant, that that press conference in New York after that loss in the third round to Fernandez, because you could tell she was trying to work through her problems and she wanted to talk about the issues, but it was just, you know, very, very tough for her to do so.
And then she runs into this buzzsaw. I mean, unexpected buzzsaw. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Do you agree that It's not just that Naomi Osaka was melting down. It's that Fernandez was unbelievably hot.
Yeah, Leila Fernandez is a young Canadian. There are a bunch of very, very good young Canadians. But I think Leila Fernandez, who just, as you said, turned 19, I think people felt her time was going to be a little farther down the road. I think people felt that her game needed a bit more time to mature. But it's come to fruition in New York. And she's beaten Naomi Osaka, former Grand Slam champion number one, Angelique Kerber. She's the real deal right now, and I think it's been impressive to watch her mature and really love the big stage, Robin. She just loves those big courts and the big crowds.
Well, we actually could have a women's final with the 19-year-old Fernandez and Britain's 18-year-old Emma Raducanu.
Right. Fernandez was the youngest until Raducanu came along to get this far at the U.S. Open in a long time, and she is a tremendous talent, already has gotten to this far stage in a Grand Slam, the semifinals, in her second Grand Slam she's ever played in her life. So it's unusual, very, very rare for that to happen. And she has a very modern, powerful, you know, big bang game.
Well, again, do you think on both the women's and the men's side, I mean, the men has teenagers, you know, falling from the sky. Do you think that this is happening because Nadal, Federer on the men's side, Serena, Venus on the women's, you know, aren't there? Or is it that these young phenoms are that good?
Well, there was a men's player as well, as you mentioned, Carlos Alcaraz, young Spanish player who's 18, who did very well as well and got to this quarterfinals. So I think there is a bit more room with all Nadal and Federer gone, and also Dominic Thiem, who won the U.S. Open last year. There's a bit more space in that men's draw, especially on the show courts, which lets these young players show off their talents. On the women's side, the game has been wide open for quite a bit of time now. A lot of new champions being minted, some of them quite young as well. So I think it's more about just the state of women's tennis. There's a lot of parity, and a lot of people believe in themselves now. And I think the technology of the rackets and the training has leveled the playing field quite a lot as well.
Yeah, they're just good. Christopher Clary, tennis correspondent for The New York Times, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.